Nick Offerman trashes demented Grandpa Trump for planning monument to mark America's 250th year. By Warner Todd Houston on April 16, 2026. Actor Nick Offerman does not appear to be a big fan of President Donald Trump's plans for celebrating the 250th anniversary of America's founding. Okay. Sure, Trump. Plan the party. It's not like you have anything else going on. Gas prices are hovering just below Fury Road levels. But have fun picking out the balloons, Offerman said Wednesday of the big plans for celebrating the anniversary while he was filling in as host of The Daily Show. Offerman then went on to deliver a non-sequitur joke about Trump's signature appearing on U.S. currency and signing them all using an autopen. But, Mr. President, how can you sign them all? For that, you would need an autopen, Offerman quipped. Fine, he can sign the money. At least it's just a signature and not his face. Of course, it was senile President Joe Biden, not Trump, who is infamous for using an autopen to sign nearly everything he did during his regrettable 4 years in office. So, how it is supposed to be funny that Offerman tied the autopen scandal to Trump is anyone's guess. The actor then riffed more about the president appearing on U.S. currency. Wow, a coin with Donald Trump's face. Finally, a way to lose the respect of a gumball machine. I'm not sure about that coin, but I'm really not sure about that pose. Offerman said, continuing crudely that he looks like he's trying to pinch one out on a standing toilet. The Parks and Recreation star then slammed Trump for having his face on tickets for U.S. parks. Oh, come on. Your face on the park passes? I go to national parks to get away from your face, he said as the left-wing audience guffawed. Offerman also attacked Trump for the plans to build a permanent arch in Washington, D.C. to commemorate the nation's 250th birthday this July. Can't he play with his model replicas in the basement like a normal demented grandpa, Offerman quipped. Can we stop with these self-aggrandizing celebrations, like you're some Roman emperor? What's next, gladiator fights? Of course, there are fights planned to celebrate the 250th anniversary. On June 14, the UFC Dana White will present Freedom 250 set to be held near the White House. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.